Welcome to the Business Miracles Podcast. I'm Heather Dominick, founder of businessmiracles.com and author of the book Different: How to Reduce Overwhelm and Increase Income as a Self-Employed, Highly Sensitive Person. Found at differentthebook.com. Since 2010, I've been training HSPs in business and leadership from around the globe to work less while making more impact and income by doing things differently. I'm so glad you joined me. Listen in and get ready. Get ready for a shift in the way you view yourself, your work, your life. A business miracle. This is a Course in Business Miracles podcast, episode 214, Money Mindset 2.0, part 2, Intentional Change. In this episode, I guide you through the next steps of the Money Mindset 2.0 series on creating change intentionally. We revisit the transformational journey of identifying limiting beliefs and money triggers and taking personal responsibility for your money story. I share spiritual insights and affirmations, including guidance from teachings by Anais Nin and Tosha Silver, to support a mindset of empowerment and possibility. Through self-inquiry and willingness to be in practice with shifting your money mindset, you'll learn how to do things differently and step into consistent, supported action. Listen in to the end to receive guidance on how to continue working with shifting your money mindset weekly. The way forward is yours to choose. Let the transformation begin. The final training of our series on Money Mindset 2.0. As a friendly reminder, you can approach these teachings with curiosity and openness, watching and witnessing your responses and reactions, or not. And you can let these teachings slowly integrate into your business, your relationships, your life, or you can completely reject them. I am not attached. The choice, as always, is yours. Yet it is my job to lead this community into terrain and where we may not want to go, but where we are called to go. And especially now, more than ever. Not so that you can become someone or do something you don't want to do, not so that you can reach a certain income goal to prove that you're successful, not so you can compare yourself to others and their income goals, all simply so you can find peace. Peace within yourself. Peace with what you choose your money story to be. And again, the terrain has changed with these exceptional times. There is a fierce focus required for us highly sensitive entrepreneurs and leaders to accelerate our own growth in order to contribute our unique lens of leadership. Whether in your business, your relationships, yourself, all of the above, everything in between. And the terrain of business has changed. And the terrain of money has changed as our world continues to change. As author and poet Anais Nin said, "And the day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom." And as she also said, life is a process of becoming, a combination of states we have to go through. Where people fail is that they wish to elect a state and remain in it. This is a kind of death. Living never wore one out so much as the effort not to live. Life is truly known only to those who suffer, lose, endure adversity, and stumble from defeat to defeat. Perfection is static. And I am in full progress. Abnormal pleasures kill the taste for normal ones. Part one of this money mindset series was about addressing your money triggers and how to begin to use them for transformation and growth forward, rather than a victimized reason to full stop. Part two of this money mindset series is about intentional change. When you learn to use your triggers as awakenings and activate personal responsibility to shed imposed stories in exchange for making your own choices, this brings you to an empowered place to create intentional change. As author and teacher Tosha Silver says, change me, divine beloved, into one who can roll with what cannot change. Grateful even for hard knocks, let me embrace all tests, even when they come. And may I release any fear of financial loss, knowing all can be replenished by divine will. By divine will. Willingness, a noun, the quality or state of being prepared to do something. Readiness. I am willing to change the money story imposed on me by those who came before me. I am willing to take personal responsibility for my thoughts, beliefs, and actions about and with money. I am ready. Two cards from Unity Church that I work with every morning as part of my daily energy management. Card number one, abundant blessings flow to me and through me. I am alive with creative energy, awake to prospering ideas, and open to unlimited goodness. Card number two, guided by the spirit within, I let go of all fear and doubt. I make wise choices that bring positive results. I am perfectly poised to adjust to changing circumstances with ease and grace. Two lines I want to emphasize here. I am perfectly poised to adjust to changing circumstances with ease and grace. And I am alive with creative energy, awake to prospering ideas. What do you hear? In these changing times, there is an opportunity to step into a deeper determination of self-creation. Rather than waiting for the world to tell us it's a time of abundance, we flip the switch and say, that time for me is now. I am awake to prospering ideas. Rather than buying into fear, worry, doubt, can't, limitation, we flip the switch and say, prosperity is my divine right. I willingly accept an abundance of prosperity flowing through my life. I give and receive joyously and lovingly. I am connected to divine wisdom. There is always an answer to every question and a solution to every problem. Rather than giving over our money power to people who no longer even walk this planet, we flip the switch and say, I am alive. I am alive with creative energy. I decide what I want to create and where I invest to make it happen. And this will require fierce focus. And fierce focus will require discipline. As always, you get to choose. What do you really want? How much are you willing to change in order to have it? If you choose change, what is the way for us as highly sensitive entrepreneurs and leaders to navigate that change? First, community. It happens with support from others who get you and support you to course correct when needed, committed only to your success, devoid of their own transference. Change me, divine beloved, into one who can roll with what cannot change, grateful even for hard knocks. Core practice. It happens over time. Change, that is. Slow and steady is how we highly sensitive entrepreneurs and leaders work best. Living. Never wore one out so much as the effort not to live. Consistency. It happens through courage of conviction and commitment to expansion versus limitation. Perfectionism. Perfection is static. And I am in full progress. Your assignment. Should you choose? One, based on assignments one from this series, Money Mindset 2.0, decide what you want. Do you choose to change your money story? Yes or no? Number two, if yes, bring what you've discovered from assignments one into your 30-day plan and your weekly list. Number three, use your weekly list to track your progress. Four, commit to seeing what has changed rather than what hasn't yet changed. Number five, ask for support when needed.
Thank you for being a part of this Business Miracles podcast episode and for beginning to dip your toe into the journey of highly sensitive leadership training. If you are ready to truly use your sensitivities as strengths in all parts of your work and life, I invite you to connect for a one-on-one chat. You will experience being deeply listened to, and together we'll get a sense of whether the highly sensitive leadership training programs are the best next step for you and your highly sensitive journey at this time. Just go to www.claritycall.com to schedule a conversation. We so look forward to connecting with you. Talk to you soon.